never left. If they'd never left, I wouldn't be leaving now. I can see Irishmen in flat caps working on the docks. I would rather my dad was a Dublin docker than a success in England. At least then I could live in Ireland. We're on the daylight boat to Liverpool. It's a long, boring journey. Below deck, some of them will hit the Guinness to drown their sorrows and then start being sick in the toilets between verses of Danny Boy. You can always tell the family's heading to England to visit exiled relatives. They usually have their matching Aran jumpers on, and children with red hair and freckles or hair as black as coal. It'll be another year until we're back. Every July, when we're leaving, Mum always says that we'll be back for a few days in September. But she has no intention of returning so soon. She wouldn't let us miss school anyway. She wants us to be educated so that we can get good jobs. Mum and Dad had to leave Ireland in the 50s because there was no work. You were lucky to get work in England. Often they turned you away if you were Irish and made no secret why they didn't want you. The best part of being in Ireland is that we're surrounded by family. We haven't really got any in England. We don't even have an Irish community. I've also left and go home once a year. If only my dad had made it to Manchester or Liverpool instead of some tiny Lancashire mill town. But he ran out of money and could only get so far. £5 he had borrowed from his uncle, but he worked hard. There were no state handouts for him. Same for my mum when she came over with her sister. When we go over home, as she likes to call it, she's Mammy or Maggie to her sisters. In England, it's Mum or Margaret. Even Auntie Betty, who lives in England, is referred to as Bridget. It's as if they have a different identity when they cross the Irish Sea. I call it the Royal Tour, as every day we visit different relatives. When you tell everyone up at home where you're going, they say, "Aren't you afraid of getting shot or blown up?" Try telling them it isn't like that everywhere. It's the only place where I have a social life. The best bit of every day is when we finish up at my cousin's house. It's where my dad grew up. 4 girls, all around my age. We get dolled up each year and go to a carnival. It's a dance in a big marquee in a field. It only starts about 11:30 and it's 50 pence to get in. The girls line up at one side and the boys on the other. You have to wait to be asked to be chosen to dance. I just glare at the ones I don't like and hope they go on. Well, for goodness sake, it's 1972. I can't stand the drunk ones. I turned one down on Sunday night. I didn't like the look of him. Turned out he was my Auntie Teresa's youngest. I was so embarrassed when we had to visit the next day and he walked in with a hangover. Well, he just kept quiet. Mind you, it isn't all fun and games. Every house you go to, you have to have tea, whether you want it or not. Last Friday, I had to eat 3 boiled eggs in a row. I don't mind homemade soda bread and rhubarb jam. My Auntie Mary makes the best. I asked her for the recipe and she said, "Well, it's a handful of this and a handful of that." Trouble is, she has big rough farmer's hands and mine are manicured. We'll have the photos next week when we get them developed at the chemist. Then the girls will write, and they always phone at Christmas. For lunch, we're having some Galtee cheese sandwiches and a currant loaf with Auntie Mary's homemade jam. There's red lemonade too. We'll keep the chef's sauce for Christmas. Then we'll think about the nights we sat in, round table, laughing and talking, with my dad asking about people with funny names, some gone to America or some long dead. We're moving now. It's my last look at Ireland. The green fields are slipping away. Soon we'll be out at sea. Someone singing a song about leaving the old country. They sing about exiles all the time. But what about the exile's child?
The Exile's Child was written by Linda Sherlock and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving Competition for New Writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Ruth Newbery-Payton. The Exile's Child is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.